and in my heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them, otherwise you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Anyone else find Ash Wednesday really strange? There's a bizarre thing we do. It's a really weird thing we do. Smear dirt on our foreheads. I've been trying to figure out for years, why do we do this? Why do we mark ourselves up? Because it seems to be in total opposition to what the gospel is saying. Don't change your appearance. Don't let others know. Otherwise, you may be one of the hypocrites. And so what are we doing tonight? Changing our appearance. Go back to what Lent is all about. We begin Lent with the words, repent and believe in the gospel. Lent is about repentance, conversion. It's about change. It's about starting over. It's about reinventing ourselves, looking in the mirror and saying, this is not who I want to be. I'm going to take this time and become the person that God wants me to be. And change is hard. Change is really, really hard. You know, inertia is an incredible thing. And unless there is something dramatic, we're just going to keep on doing what we do. I mean, think about lots and lots of different people, types of people, changes they have to go through. You know, an alcoholic, nothing will change until there's an intervention or they hit rock bottom. Marine. A Marine is sent off to boot camp, sent off to Paris Island. Religious. Starts the novitiate. Person studying for the priesthood, sent off to the seminary. Very dramatic changes. Change in atmosphere, change in relationship, change in routine, there is a dramatic break with what had been and now what will be. Space is given, psychological space is given to allow that change to happen. And I think that's what Ash Wednesday is about. Ash Wednesday is a gift to us to allow that psychological space, that spiritual space, to allow change to happen, to allow ourselves to be reinvented, to turn away from sin, to embrace the good news. And smearing our foreheads with ashes, that really is dramatic. There's nothing else like that going on in our world today, is there? Mark ourselves up. And what are we saying? Give me space. I'm not perfect, but I'm on the way. Don't call me a hypocrite because I'm still wrestling with all of this. Come back to me in 40 days and see how I do. It's dramatic for ourselves, because we allow all to see that we have chosen to begin again. We choose. We're not letting it happen. We choose to start this journey of Lent. We choose to turn away from sin. We choose to embrace the good news. That window of opportunity is very, very small. How many Lents have we gone through where we smeared ashes on our foreheads and the next day everything was just as it always had been? This year for all of us, it will be different. This year, all of us, we will embrace the opportunity. This year, all of us, we will repent. We will believe in the gospel.